When things are tough in tough seasons, some farmers are actually opting to go for quality over quantity. They're looking to pay bigger bucks for a really good working dog rather than to run a swag of possibly not so helpful hounds. Shane Maurer from Millvale in southern New South Wales holds the Australian record for selling the most expensive working Kelpie. Karim Jeffrey met Shane and his four-legged offsiders in an effort to find out more.
We've got Skipper in the log kennel, Tiger, Chewy, Maverick, Storm up in the cage, Clancy, Cloud.
It's quite the roll call for Kelpie and Border Collie breeder Shane Maurer, who has 26 mouths to feed. And while he has a swag of dogs, he says the drought has led to a trend of quality over quantity when it comes to working dogs.
In the last 12 months, things have changed. I don't know whether farmers have realised that they can probably have one less employee and have a couple of good dogs to do the job. You know, they'll spend a bit more money on that one good dog, and it saves them in the long run on wages.
What is the value of a good working dog to a farmer?
Oh, look, it's a man's wages, really. Like, they could cut out a bloke's employment, really. If the right bloke's got the right dog, he can do the right, you know, you do all your stock work. If you've got a really good dog, it would take two blokes to do the same job in the yards or in the paddock to what that one dog does.
Shane set a new Australian record for a working Kelpie at the Girildary Working Dog Auction earlier this year when he sold his bitch, Everready Possum, for $25,000.
There was five buyers, I think, after her.
And did people come here and inspect before, or did they just see you working Possum at the trial?
No, I've put a lot of videos up of her working previous to the auction. A lot of people would have seen those videos on Facebook. You try to put up a real good, honest video, show some working. If they make a few mistakes, just keep it there so they can see what they're actually buying. Just be honest about your dog. You know, if it's got faults, tell them what the faults are.
And while you hold the Australian record at $25,000, what is the standard price that a farmer should or would be paying for a good working dog?
To get yourself a reasonably handy dog, you'd be looking at $5,000 plus, you know, and to get that really big money, you need to go to an auction. You'd be very unlikely to get that really big money privately. You need to have two or three buyers that really want your dog, and they've all got a pocket full of money, and they want that dog. And if they dislike each other, that's even better.
So, better for you.
It is better for the vendor, yes. Because if they dislike each other, they'll keep bidding because they don't want the other bloke to get it.
Have you noticed, is there a pattern to what age and what sex that people are chasing when it comes to buying a dog?
I think the sex part comes down to the buyer preference. A lot of people like bitches because they're cleaner. I would prefer dogs more so than a bitch. I don't think you can, in your male dogs, they're usually tougher and stronger than your bitches for some reason. It's easier to get a good, tough, strong male dog than what it is to get a real tough, strong bitch.
What got you into breeding dogs?
Basically work. They're my tools, make my day so much easier. If I didn't have them, I wouldn't work with stock.
While Shane can't claim bragging rights for breeding Everready Possum, he was responsible for training her to reach her full potential.
Everready Possum, well, she was bred by a mate, Nathan Cafe. He's over at Cowra at the moment. He sold her as a pup to another mate, Craig McPherson, and Craig didn't get along with her, so I bought her off Craig at 6 months old and basically grew her up and worked her every day until I sold her.
So what attracted you to Possum to take her on after the previous owner had troubles?
Very strong little bitch, very classy, very direct, everything I was looking for in a dog. So, yeah, she was an easy one to take on.
She was bought by Dwayne Evans from Wilcannia in northwest New South Wales.
He bought my top price dog in Girildary the year before, and I think he's got about seven dogs off me so far.
Is that normal for a dog to kind of go around the traps and then finally be sold to a farmer? Is that what happens in the training process normally?
Yeah, it just depends. Some of them, you know, if you can't get along with the dog, there's no point you keeping it. You might as well move it along to someone that does get along with it, because if you don't like it, you won't work it. So it just grows old and gets wasted, basically. So you need to get along with the dog. Dog needs to like you. You need to like the dog.
Is it hard to see a dog go that you've had for 3.5 years?
Yes and no. You try not to get attached to too many of them. I need X amount of dogs to do my job. So there is a couple of dogs that will never leave, but you can't get attached to them because as time goes on, they get older. So you need to move them on to somebody else and bring in younger dogs. Otherwise, you end up with 50 dogs and no dogs to work because they're all too old.
Red and tan Kelpie, Ever Ready Possum, is a standout in the dog run at Shane's as he has a preference for black and tan Kelpies.
I think black and tan gets along with stock better. Red and tan dogs, stock will draw onto them a bit. Sometimes they have to work a bit harder than a black and tan dog to do the same job. Other people will probably disagree with that, but that's what I've found in the years that I've had them.
Is that what you told Possum's buyer?
Actually, he's a red and tan man. He loves red and tans.
So Possum will leave here where she's been doing sheep work, and what type of work's she up for when she goes to her new home?
She'll be chasing goats, I'd imagine, and sheep as well. She'll do a sheep and goat job.
How do you reckon she'll go with the goats?
I think she'll love it.
And do you think you'll be able to keep this record for very long?
Time will tell. Casterton's on next month, so anything could happen. They beat me last year at Casterton after I broke it, so who knows what will happen this year.
And that is where they pay big bucks, isn't it? That's Shane Maurer speaking there to Cara Jeffrey. He's from Millvale in southern New South Wales. Fascinating story on what goes on in the background, not just at the back of the yards, but in the background of what's happening with dogs.